Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Hi, my name is Angie Muckenthaler, and I'm the Confirmation Coordinator here at St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church, and I'm excited to be walking with you this Lent. I'll be joined by a small group of parishioners and staff members who will be sharing small parables and challenges each day during Lent to help us prepare. Every day of the week, we will have a theme that we'll dive into. And since it's Ash Wednesday, let's go ahead and get started. As I said, my name is Angie, and I get the pleasure of working with the teens of our parish, particularly those who are receiving the sacrament of confirmation. But my main vocation is that of wife and mother. I've been married for 12 years and have 5 kids between the ages of 11 and 3. I'll be praying with you each Wednesday as we focus on the gift of mercy throughout the Lenten season. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, Jesus tells the disciples to deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow him. I don't know about you, but personally, I am really guilty at using Lent as a weight loss program. I give up the sweets, the foods I shouldn't be eating, or the foods I should probably have some better self-control and not eat. But what I should be focusing on this Lent is not that, but denying myself to Christ and asking God what he would like me to change. Maybe I need to be giving up social media, taking off that mask and allowing people to see me, the true version of me. Maybe it's turning off my phone when I'm not at work so I can actually focus and be intentional in the vocation that I've been given. Maybe I'll give up pants and start wearing dresses or skirts. In fact, I had a friend who did that because she realized she didn't really like the way she looked. She only wore sweatpants and leggings, but by denying herself that comfort and that blanket that those items became, she was able to realize the true beauty God had given her. So what are you going to change this Lent? What are you going to do with your life? And if you're not sure, my challenge to you is to ask God what he wants you to change in your life. Take a moment and ask him through prayer what he would like you to do. Let's pray together. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Lord Jesus, you know more than anyone exactly what we need to change in our lives. You know what we need to do to prepare our hearts this Lent. We ask that you open our eyes and our ears so that we may hear and see you during Lent. We ask that you open our hearts so that we will know your love and be able to share that love with others. Mother Mary, surround us with your mantle, and as always, please bring us closer to your Son. And St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.